In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please sit. I wonder, first of all, let's turn to the back of our orders of service. During the World Wars, there's been amazing poetry written to mark such an incredible event. So let's read this together. This is from Lieutenant Colonel John McCrae, a very famous poem. Let's read it together. In Flanders fields, the poppies blow, between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place. And in the sky, the larks still bravely singing fly, scarce hid amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago, we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you from failing hands, we throw the torch, be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders fields. We are here because we don't want to break faith with the things that have happened in our national history that have led to our freedom. And many times at our remembrance service, I reminded you what the word remember means. The word remember means to put back together. The opposite of remembering is to dismember. To remember, to dismember. And we're here today as this great celebration right across the nation, right across the Commonwealth of the world, as we remember those who have fallen. Particularly poignant as we see all the leaves falling from the trees. Poignant because they mark perhaps those people whose names were unknown, who died for our freedom. One of the wonderful symbols of Remembrance Sunday is our poppy. Partly because, of course, in the fields of France, there's a proliferation of them. At the center of every poppy, you'll see that there is a dark center. Wonderfully, all the children today from our uniformed organizations are wearing their poppies. There is a dark center, and that dark center reminds us that at the heart of our humanity, there is a darkness that we often, rather than choosing good, we choose evil. And there is a default in human nature that somehow, rather than loving, has a desire for killing. And what is remarkable is, despite the fact that we now live in one of the most sophisticated ages of all time, with the most and greatest advancements in technology and medicine, we can put a man on the moon. We can use the most advanced technology to bring a rocket back to its place. And yet, we still kill one another. And there is a darkness in us all, where we are liable to hold on to evil rather than to forgive. There is a dark side to our humanity that affects everybody. Christians call this sin. Sin. And yet, as a result of our sin, there is the huge problem of bloodshed in our world, marked by our red peckles. And by the way, today, as we remember those who have fallen, do not forget that peace does not come easy. The reason that we have peace in our own country and we can live together and we can celebrate life in these islands is because the peace has come through people's bloodshed that has been hard won. It has not come easy. People often say, well, you know, why do we constantly talk about war?
The reason that we talk about war is because young people, young lives have been shed for our freedom. And that's why today we need to remember them. We are put back together from our dismembering by the fallen. So every time you see a poppy, remind yourselves of the deep center of our own failings as a humanity, but at the same time, the liberation that has come through the blood that has been shed that has given us our freedom. It's a wonderful, poignant, simple symbol. I was reflecting this week, and it was my wife Barbara who reminded us that in our national life, important as our country is, the flag of our nation must never rise higher than the cross. Why do I say that? Because you see, when the cross is elevated to its highest position, there is a danger that we when the flag is raised to its highest position, there's a danger that we become nationalistic. But when the cross is elevated above it, we decide ourselves to commit ourselves to mercy, to grace, to peace, and to justice. And so in our national life, we must always make sure that the cross is always elevated above the flag. And that's why we come to this place today, a place which is sacred. We believe in things that are eternal, to remember these things. We are put back together through the blood of Christ shed for us, and the cross will always be raised above any national symbol. So thank you for coming today. Some years ago, I was in a place called Tynecot. Some of you will know about it. It's in Belgium. And in Tynecot, it's a place where all the First World War graves, many of them are kept, 12,000 graves. It's wonderfully, beautifully kept by the Commonwealth Graves Commission. And when you go to this place, you can walk up and down grave after grave after grave. And what you see most poignant of all is that the majority of graves by far is a mark that says, to an unknown soldier, an unknown soldier, but known to God. Thousand upon thousands of graves, not knowing of any name who that soldier was, but here they are buried, to an unknown soldier, but known to God. And the wonderful thing about the fact that these people have given their lives for our freedom, so many of them unknown. Perhaps the saddest thing is that many of them were just very young lives, just 18 years of old. And as I walked up and down the cemetery there, my son Sam was standing with me. And at the time he was about 18 years of age, I realized here was my son, and here was a grave. And the loss that so many thousands of people had encountered at this cemetery was just like my son. And I was overwhelmed at that time with a deep sense of grief, realizing that some and all of these people had been dismembered for our freedom. So it's wonderful today to have children here, because they are our future. You are our future. And we guard these things in our national life because we want to build for you a secure, a safe future in our nation. These things are not to be taken lightly. They are deeply profound. So we gather here today. These are poignant moments. So thank you for coming. A moment of quiet. And then we will stand for the creed.